Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. These are daily challenges. They're really meant to help you explore what it would mean to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy lifestyle where you're just so seldom at home, have little downtime. To help us explore what it means to follow Jesus as part of a community, even when we can't be together in one place at one time, we have these challenges that keep us in sync. So every Monday, we introduce a topic for the week, and we keep to a consistent rhythm, so we're in sync with the rest of the community. Tuesdays, we study the Bible. Wednesdays, we see what that means for us. Thursdays, we try to apply and live it out. Fridays, we take time for prayer and reflection. Saturdays, we take a day off. It's our day of rest. And Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And we're starting our brand new church community called The Family Room in Ajax. For more information, visit RedeemerAjax.ca to see what this exciting new community is all about, meant to help keep families in one place, worshiping and learning together what it would mean to follow Jesus. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus before, I'd encourage you to check out our Christianity 101 course. It introduces the basic concepts of what it means to follow Jesus in the first place that we'll be building on with these challenges. We're in our third week of a new series that we've started called Jesus, the Most Interesting Man in the World. We've already seen how he was the most interesting shepherd in the world, the most interesting revolutionary, and this week we're going to see how he's the most interesting teacher in the world. And that's important because a lot of people think of Jesus as a great teacher and not much more. Through this series, though, we're going to round that image out. We're going to see 14 things about Jesus that make him not just interesting, but much, much more. We're building towards Christmas when you'll see the one characteristic of Jesus that actually makes all the difference. But in terms of Jesus being the most interesting teacher in the world, that's common knowledge. A lot of people think of Jesus as being a great teacher until they actually read his teachings. And then I think when we actually read his teachings, we might have a few more questions about what kind of a teacher he really was. A friend of mine was really excited to have learned under a certain professor when he was training to be a minister. He'd gone to this particular school where this very famous professor was teaching. He was one of the best-known Christians in the world. And this person was so excited. They got to study under this man who'd written all kinds of books, edited magazines, was a leader in the global church. And this guy actually knew him personally. They'd worked together on some projects. Well, my friend was really excited when he was able to get that person to come and speak at a church event. And so I went to find out what this person was all about. I knew he was famous, but I'd never read any of his stuff. I hadn't really learned much about him before. So I was excited to go and listen to this famous teacher. And as he spoke at this event, I found him using words that I'd never heard before, that every sentence was just packed with content that I didn't have time to unpack as he was speaking. Well, later on, I decided to give his books a try, and I tried reading his books with somebody else, and they proved to be just as challenging. Every single line in the book had words that I had to look up, had strung them together in ways that I wasn't used to forming sentences. It was just so much work to read, much less understand his work, that actually my reading partner gave up and said, "You're on your own," and I don't think I lasted much longer myself. You might think to yourself, well, what was the big deal? How could he be such a great teacher if people had so much trouble understanding him? Well, he would have been in good company, because Jesus actually taught in a similar way. Jesus would teach using all kinds of methods, but one of his best known was the parable. These really short but highly cryptic stories with multiple levels of meaning within them. They were hard to figure out, and Jesus himself admitted that. He claimed to use them for that reason, because not everybody would figure it out. You may be wondering to yourself, well, how does that make him a great teacher then? It sounds like he was a bad teacher. Well, we'll see this week how Jesus described his own teaching, his own purpose for teaching with that style, and how it actually makes a lot of sense, how it actually makes him a great teacher, even though it's a little bit counterintuitive. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to think about and discuss with some friends, some neighbors, some colleagues, some fellow commuters, whoever in your life you spend a little bit of downtime with and might benefit from learning together what it means to follow Jesus, trying together to learn and grow spiritually. So here's your question for today. Who was the hardest teacher you ever had? What made them hard? And did the hard work of paying attention
actually pay off.
We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.